This is the Chiropractic Marketing Podcast, an on-demand talk radio show that covers internet marketing best practices for chiropractors. I'm your host, Dr. Patrick McNamara. Welcome, everyone, to episode number 61 of the Chiropractic Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Patrick McNamara, and today we're talking about something that can completely transform your local presence. We're covering how to build real authority in your community through strategic content creation, and I'm going to show you exactly what types of content get shared, linked to, and most importantly, bring patients through your door. Last week, we dove into the technical side of local SEO with schema markup, page speed, and mobile optimization. Those technical elements are crucial for helping search engines understand and trust your website. But today, we're talking about the human side of authority building, and honestly, this is where most practices miss a massive opportunity. Here's what I mean. You can have the most technically perfect website in the world, but if you're not creating content that positions you as the go-to expert in your community, you're leaving so much on the table. The practices that dominate their local markets aren't just technically sound, they're creating content that makes them the obvious choice when someone needs chiropractic care. So let's talk about what actually builds local authority. First, you need to understand that authority isn't about having the most content or posting the most frequently. It's about creating the right kind of content that demonstrates your expertise in ways that matter to your community. One of the most powerful strategies is creating comprehensive condition guides that go way beyond the basic information patients can find anywhere. I'm talking about in-depth resources that explain not just what a condition is, but what causes it in your specific community. For example, if you're in a city with a lot of tech workers, create a comprehensive guide on tech neck and posture problems specific to office workers. If you're in an area with a strong athletics community, create detailed resources on sports injuries and prevention. The key is making these guides so valuable that other local websites, health blogs, and community resources want to link to them. When a local physical therapist or gym owner is writing about back pain, you want them thinking, I should link to Dr. McNamara's comprehensive guide because it's the best resource available. That's real authority, and those links from other local websites are incredibly powerful for your local SEO. Another strategy that builds tremendous authority is addressing local health concerns directly. Every community has specific health challenges. Maybe it's repetitive strain injuries from a dominant local industry. Maybe it's accidents from a particularly dangerous intersection. Or maybe it's seasonal issues related to your climate. When you create content that addresses these specific local concerns, you're not just optimizing for keywords, you're genuinely serving your community and positioning yourself as the chiropractor who truly understands their needs. Here's a practical example. Let's say you're in a community where a lot of people commute long distances to work. Create a detailed resource on managing back pain during long commutes. Include specific exercises people can do at red lights, tips for proper car seat adjustment, and advice on when pain becomes serious enough to need professional care. This kind of hyper-local content doesn't just rank well, it builds genuine connection with potential patients. Now, here's where most chiropractors make a mistake with content. They create these resources and then just let them sit on their website, hoping Google will find them. That's not how authority building works. You need to actively promote this content in your community. Share it on your social media, email it to patients who could benefit from it, offer it to local health and wellness groups, and reach out to other local health providers who might find it valuable for their audiences. When you create truly valuable content and actively share it, something amazing happens. Local bloggers start linking to it, community websites reference it, And before you know it, you're building a network of local citations and backlinks that tell search engines you're a legitimate authority in your area. This is exactly what Google is looking for when determining local rankings. Let me give you another powerful strategy for building authority through content. Create case study content that showcases your approach to common conditions. Now, I'm not talking about just saying, we treated someone with back pain and they got better. I'm talking about detailed educational content that walks through your diagnostic approach, treatment philosophy, and why you make specific recommendations. For example, you might create a case study format that says, when a patient comes in with lower back pain, here's how we determine whether it's a disc issue, muscle strain, or something else. Here's why we recommend specific treatments and what patients should expect during recovery. You're not violating anyone's privacy, you're just educating your community about your approach to care. This builds incredible trust and positions you as someone who's transparent and educational rather than just trying to get people in the door. Another often overlooked strategy is creating content that answers the questions patients are afraid to ask. Things like, when is back pain serious enough to see a chiropractor? Or, how do I know if I need an MRI before starting care? When you address these concerns openly and honestly, you build trust in a way that's incredibly hard to replicate. Patients reading this content think, this doctor is being straight with me, not just trying to sell me something. Here's the thing about all of this content. It needs to live on your website in a well-organized way that's easy for both humans and search engines to find. Create a resources section or health library on your site where all this valuable content lives. Make sure each piece is properly optimized with your location and the specific conditions you're addressing. And make sure you're linking between related pieces of content so visitors can easily explore multiple topics. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Dr. Mack, this sounds like a lot of work. I'm already busy running my practice. I don't have time to become a content creator. I completely understand that. Creating this kind of authority-building content takes time, expertise, and consistent effort. This is exactly where having a team that specializes in chiropractic content creation makes all the difference. At DC Rank, we don't just create generic health content. We work with you to identify the specific local concerns in your community, the unique aspects of your approach to care, and then we create the kind of comprehensive, valuable content that actually builds authority. We're not just optimizing for search engines, we're creating resources that position you as the obvious expert in your market. But whether you work with us or tackle this yourself, the key is understanding that authority isn't built overnight. It's built consistently over time by creating valuable content that genuinely serves your community. Start with one comprehensive guide on a condition you treat frequently. Make it the best resource available on that topic in your area. Then promote it actively in your community. That single piece of content, done well and promoted properly, can bring you patients for years to come. Next week, we're making another shift in our series. We're moving into Tier 3 territory, and I'm going to talk about how to become the authority everywhere, not just in local search. We're going to discuss strategies for becoming the chiropractor that AI assistants recommend, the expert that other providers refer to, and the practice that dominates across multiple platforms. This is where everything we've covered comes together to create unstoppable visibility in your market. All right, that wraps things up for today's episode. Thanks for tuning in to the Chiropractic Marketing Podcast. Before you go, remember to subscribe to my podcast on your favorite platform. Whether it's Apple Podcasts, Audible, YouTube Podcasts, Spotify, or others, I've got you covered. If you need to see a full list of supported platforms, simply visit chiropracticmarketingpodcast.com. Last but certainly not least, I'd love to hear your thoughts on Apple Podcasts. Your reviews not only help build awareness of what I'm talking about, but also give me a good indication of how I'm doing. Be nice, be fair, but definitely be honest. I would greatly appreciate it, and so will future listeners. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.